Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck, and we are at Herb's House Coffee Shop, Dallas, Texas. And more than that, we're in the book of Proverbs. We're in Proverbs chapter 10, Kent.
I need wisdom.
I know how much you love this book. You need it.
No, I need it.
I need it more than you need it. I'm telling
you. Teach me. Preach to me.
Well, Solomon is our teacher, and the Holy Spirit's really our primary teacher. And it's Proverbs 10, verse 17. And the title of this is Life's Path. And we're all on a path. No one is without a path beneath their feet. And there's the path of wisdom, and there's the path of foolishness. There's the path of God, and there's the path of the world. And Solomon says, he is on the path of life who heeds instruction. But he who ignores reproof goes astray.
Mm.
Kent, there's so much wisdom in this proverb.
Did you pick this for me? You did, didn't you?
No.
Just tell the viewers picked it for me.
No, Amy picked this for you.
And she told you to.
She told me.
That's fine. I need it. Let me have it.
So he is on the path of life. The path of life is really the path of wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the path of God's word. It's the path of truth. It's the path of the gospel. And the one who's on the path of life is experiencing the fullness of life. The word life here means sustenance. And Jesus really couched it as abundant life, fullness of life. And so he is on the path of life who heeds, and that means obeys, instruction. Well, the instruction is God's instruction. It's God's wisdom. And literally the word means discipline.
Hmm.
And we could say being discipled in the instruction of the Lord, being disciplined in God's truth. And if we will heed and keep and observe God's instruction, we will be right in the center of the path of life. I mean, Jesus referred to this as the narrow path. Psalm 1 refers to it as the path of the righteous. The contrast, and there's only one other path, and it's the path of the fool. And the path of the fool is the one who has departed from God's path. And maybe they've just been close to it, but now they go astray and they suffer for it. And so he says, but he who ignores reproof. Well, this reproof is found in God's instruction. It's the warnings that are found in God's word, that if you go your own way, you will suffer for it. Proverbs 14, verse 12 says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the end of death. It leads to death and destruction. And so if you ignore God's correction that is found in wisdom, you will go astray. And to go astray means literally you'll wander. And you will stagger off the path. And Kent, when I looked this word up, it gave this background. You would stagger like someone who's intoxicated.
Wow.
You can't even stand up. You don't even know which way to go. You're going to just wander out in the middle of a highway and get run over by a car and your life be destroyed. And that's what's going to happen metaphorically, picture-wise, if you ignore God's reproof. So we need to talk about this, Kent. We want our listeners to be on the path of life.
Where's my first question?
Okay.
Reproof.
Yeah.
How does that come to me? Does the reproof come to me when I'm reading the Bible? Does it come to me when someone suggests I need to do something and correct something in my life that I possibly did wrong? How does reproof come to me?
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's both of what you just said. It obviously it starts with God's word.
Okay.
And God's word does have reproof in it and correction and the word admonishment, which is a warning that if you continue down this path, there will be painful consequences for your life. And so admonishment is really a very loving thing for God to give us to steer us away from harm that will come to us. It can come to us from others who speak into our lives. They need to be speaking the wisdom that comes from God's word. Every reproof that's been given to me has not always been spoken with wisdom. And so we have to have discernment. And for me, Kent, I have to give careful consideration as to the source of this reproof. I mean, who is it that's speaking to me?
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you spoke that you see something in my life, that would cause me to immediately take notice. If someone else who's living a very foolish life tries to speak a word of reproof to me, I need to be discerning and give careful thought that this may not be correct because, I mean, look at their life. They obviously are not heeding God's instruction. So that's a great question that you've raised. But it can come from a loving parent.
Okay.
It can come from a supportive friend who would speak God's wisdom into a person's life that does come with reproof.
So do I need sort of follow up?
Mm-hmm.
If the Word of God reproves me, do I need to be reading the Word of God in a way where I'm talking to the Lord saying, show me where I'm wrong?
Yeah.
Do I need to be looking? Do I need to be asking him to show me where I'm wrong?
Yes.
Or have an attitude like that?
Yes. It's part of having a teachable spirit.
Okay.
And being open to God's correction is a good word.
Wow.
And everything in the Bible is not couched in the positive. I think sometimes we think we want a devotion and we just want kind of warm fuzzies and positives and promises of blessing. And that's found in the Bible, promises of blessing. But there's also correction that can be hard to hear and hard to accept. But if we fail to accept it, I mean, Psalmist says it right here. We're going to go astray from God's path of life that he's marked out for us. You're heading into death if you depart from life.
So I need to go into the Word with more of an attitude of, Lord, there's areas in my life I don't even know of. Correct me now.
Yeah, blind spots.
Now, the other day, I was on a phone call with my son, a conference call, my godly son, Luke, and we hung up and he said, Dad, very gracious way, he said, do you think you need to apologize over this certain thing you said? And very quickly, I said, no. So I didn't respond. I was like, no.
Yeah.
But I slept on it, and I was like, he was 1,000% right.
Yeah.
And I ended up apologizing. So why, and that is that's a reproof, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that a reproof?
It is.
But I didn't want to at first.
I know.
So what is that what this is talking about?
Yeah, it is, Kent. And that's a great example you just gave, and I appreciate your humility to give that illustration. You know, I've had that in my life as well, and someone would have to point out that my humor has been too pointed, has been too sarcastic, it's been too putting someone else down. And there have been times I've even had to get into the pulpit the next week because of something that I said that would involve someone that was sitting there and spontaneously say something in front of the church. And I'm going to have to say that was a part of my growing up and maturing. And to have someone point out to me that your words are very weighty, and if you misuse those, you can really hurt someone. Well, I needed to hear that. And I still have to keep a guard over my humor.
Here's my question. Why did I meet, and I think for all of us, why did I immediately reject that reproof at first? Why did I say no? I don't need. What? Why did I do? Just go ahead. You know, you can reprove me and reprove me. Reprove me in the reproving.
I don't want to come at my good friends.
Just true.
Yeah. Well,
The point is, we don't want to be reproved naturally, do we?
No, it's you know, it's pride.
Yeah, it is.
It's our flesh.
Yes.
And yeah, I even had something shared with me last night, and you know, immediately.
You can't be right.
Yeah. But you know, we just have to be transparent with the Lord.
Yeah.
And not just immediately throw the baby out with the bathwater. And there's some truth in this that we need to hear.
We need to be looking for.
And none of us are beyond reproof.
Yeah.
So, well, anyway, I'm glad Kent had the opportunity to open up.
True.
So, well, me as well. And you know what? You as well. And so I trust that today's study in Proverbs 10, verse 17 is wisdom that is shouting in the streets and speaking to your life where you are. Well, God bless you. We look forward to our next episode of Steadfast Hope.